Welcome to the Become Nomad podcast, whether you're already a nomad or aspiring to become one. We're here to supply you with relevant information to help keep you on the road, at least until you find a much cooler lifestyle. Sending you my regards from Tel Aviv, Israel. This episode was recorded way before, I think 3 years ago, in Brasov, Romania. And the subject is basically, what are the factors that you should take into account when you choose your next travel destination, if you really want to meet new people while going there. So we're going to discuss a lot of things that are relevant for those of you who are a little bit worried about social interaction and how you can find the best places that will allow you to connect with locals and tourists. And I hope you enjoy it. And now today we're going to talk about where exactly are the good locations to meet people while traveling. So even though you can do a lot to increase chances of meeting new people while traveling, one of the things that you do in advance and you can't really escape from until you change the location is basically the location you've chosen. So if you choose the right location while traveling, it greatly increases your chances of meeting new people. It greatly facilitates the contact. So therefore your actual decision about where to go next can also be influenced and should be influenced by the chances of having social interaction and creating social life. Because as we discussed before, a life of a nomad, one of the greatest dangers of a nomad is being lonely, and we want to avoid that. So once you figured out who are the best travel companions for you, which is also an additional article in the site, picking the right place is important. So when picking the right place, or when you pick the right place and you're worried about social interaction, I think you should have the following elements in mind when you do make your pick. So the first element would be, should you go to a city or to, let's say, a smaller location, like a village? First of all, let me say that I'm a great fan of villages. I love villages and small locations. Those are connected with nature. You have your peace and quiet. You can do a lot of thinking, especially if it's in the mountains. I'm now basically in a city called Brasov, and it's great to have so much nature around me and forest. And sometimes I'm in an island, let's say. I just went to islands in Greece. So those places are amazing. As for today's topic, meeting new people, everything that has to do with interaction and social life, I think cities are much better. Okay, so this is something that you should consider. And the reasons are the following, why cities are better. There are many more people in cities. Thus, there are many more places to go out, meeting places. So this as its own increases your chances of meeting people. Now, there is also something in the mindset of cities which is quite different. People in cities tend to be more open-minded, more receptive to foreigners. You know, cities are the more liberal, usually the more liberal people in the country are living in cities, unlike villages. And for various reasons, think about it, in a village everyone knows everyone. So everyone talks about everyone. Now, once you have this element of everyone knows everyone and talks about everyone, when it happens to you as a foreigner, you become something a little bit weird. You know, not weird, but a little bit different. So interaction on the side of locals with you as a foreigner is something that carries some kind of a risk or a stigma. So definitely in a city where, it's funny, where in a city there are many, many people, but nobody really knows anyone. You usually don't even know your neighbors. So it's a lot more easy over there to fit in the crowd. And in a village it's going to be tough. So that's one of the reasons. When you don't have enough time, you're probably not going to fit in a small village. I was in Granada, in Spain, in a small village near Granada, and it was amazing, but you need years to really go into society and be acceptable. So you want to take this in mind when thinking about choosing your location between a city and a village, in everything that has to do with the social element. Now, we talked about the fact that cities have a lot more people in them, lots of places to go out, and this influence also our tools. We had an article about the tools you should use to meet new people, and just a quick reminder, it was Couchsurfing and Meetup and sites like that. If you're gonna do a search for local people in Couchsurfing in a city, you're gonna end up with hundreds of results. If you're gonna do the same in villages, you're gonna end up with 5 or 6, and those 5 or 6 are already saturated with requests. So basically, using the tools I gave, the tools of mixing in society, all those sites, activities, and Facebook and whatever, is a lot more challenging in villages than in cities. So sadly, one more example. For example, for me, I'm using co-working places as a tool of work while in a location. And of course, co-working places only exist in cities, and co-working places create a lot of interactions and friends. So that's the sad notion of it, that as much as I prefer those quiet locations, everything that has to do with the social element, cities are much more easier. Next, after we discuss cities or villages, let's move on to the next element, which is, should you go to touristic places? So here the answer is a little bit, if you want to meet people, of course, the answer is a little bit more complicated. On one end, there are many tourists that are on the same location, which greatly increases your chances of having interactions with tourists, which is great. However, specifically touristic locations are making it hard for you to have a genuine interaction with locals. The local population is a bit tired and wary of tourists. Some people will say, for example, it happens in Paris. Especially in developing countries, locals are more interested in your money than genuine interaction, because your tourists are a huge revenue source in tourist locations. So to sum it up, it's better to go to touristic locations if you're more interested in interaction with tourists, derived by the name, which is quite obvious. You pay a price on interactions with locals. Moving on to the next subject, that would be, always consider when you go to a place, especially as a solo traveler, what is the mindset of the location? Now, the mindset or the definition of the location, how can you define it in 2 words? You can define each location in 2,000 words, but try to make the drill of defining a location in 2 or 3 words to understand your chances of interaction. So when I'm talking about definition, I'm talking about what is the profile of the tourists and the locals that stay in this location, or that come to this location in case of tourists. Let's say you want to go to Tobago, okay, in the Caribbean. It's a Caribbean island, it's beautiful. So if you do the profiling, so the tourists that usually go there are couples in honeymoon. Those are 3 words to describe the tourists. The locals there would be people who cater for tourists. Another 4 or 5 words, no need to make it longer. So when you think about this profile of tourists and travelers, tourists and locals, you can see that as a solo traveler, you're gonna be totally out of the picture in everything that has to do with social interaction, because you're not gonna interact with couples in honeymoon, and you're not gonna interact with locals who are solely there to cater for tourists. You might have luck, but here we're talking about statistics or increasing your chances. So when you go to a place, think about those two definitions for the tourists there and the locals there, and it might help you understand if this is the right place for you to go to before you decide to go for it. So let's talk about another element, which is the language barrier when you do pick a place. And again, this article is all about picking the right place in everything that has to do with the social element. So if you know the local language, it will greatly improve your chances of meeting and interacting with with locals. Goes without saying, you can mix in, you can fit in. It's huge. For example, in South America, I really feel home because I know Spanish. So, and knowing Spanish absolutely makes my traveling there amazing. I mean, you don't feel like tourists. You behave like a local. You interact with locals, with the genuine locals that don't feel really comfortable with speaking English. And that's a factor to keep in mind. If you can pick a place where you talk the language, and I speak four languages, I'm a great advocate of learning more languages. Knowing more languages allows you to fit in and understand the location and feel at home. And that's what we nomads try to do, feel at home before we change. We change when we feel at home. So that's for the language barrier. So that's pretty much all the elements I think you should take into account when you pick a location. Now, of course, picking a location, if you have a dream to go to an island and go to the beach, then do so. All those elements discussed in this specific article are elements for those who are quite worried and want a lot of social interaction in their next destination. And those elements, taking them into account, will allow you to greatly increase your chances of having meaningful and easy interactions with both locals and tourists while traveling. So prior planning, when you make your decisions on your next destination, can help you increase chances. Goes without saying that there are always exceptions, and you can meet the most amazing people specifically in locations that are exactly the locations that don't have the elements mentioned, but the best locations are the ones that do have the elements, everything that has to do with the social elements. And good luck traveling. Thank you. Okay, so that's all for today. As always, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes, probably a good one. And you can visit becomenomad.com for detailed show notes, where you can also comment on the episode. And also, please subscribe to the newsletter to get nomadic personal updates.